AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The day before Christmas brings out last-minute shoppers.
It may be a rainy Saturday morning in New York, but the countdown to Christmas is on, and the last-minute shoppers like Dee Valencia are out.
My son and my mom, that's it. That's it. I'm done. So.
You did everything before?
Yes.
So why did you wait?
I didn't know what to get them. So I'm like over here last-minute shopping, and that's it. Whatever I see, I like, pick it up, and I go home. Start cooking.
Cooking for her large family that's coming over for Christmas dinner. Julie Walker, New York.
How about the holiday weather this weekend? Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service says there should be a white Christmas in a few places.
Salt Lake City area, snow into Flagstaff. So quite a bit of snow in the Great Basin. But what we're really concentrating on are the heavier amounts of snow and even blizzard conditions that will be moving into the northern plains as the storm system evolves eastward over the next couple of days.
Search crews have rescued a Pennsylvania family that got stranded on a snowy forest road Thursday in northern Arizona while trying to get to the north rim of the Grand Canyon, which is closed for the winter. Correspondent Paul Davenport reports the family flew into Las Vegas and rented a car to drive to the north rim.
Apparently, they didn't know it's closed for the season due to heavy snowfall that happens every year. When they got there, the highway was barricaded, and it seems from what the sheriff's office is saying, they set out on a national forest road following GPS directions in their rental car, and they got stuck.
The Coconino County Sheriff's Office says searchers early this morning found the mother, who'd walked approximately 26 miles in search of help before taking refuge in a seasonally closed Grand Canyon National Park guard shack. This is AP Radio News. The first lawsuit has been filed in the Oakland warehouse fire that claimed more than 30 lives.
The parents of 20-year-old Michaela Gregory have filed a lawsuit blaming the owner of the Oakland warehouse known as the Ghost Ship, the chief tenant, and others in the death of their daughter. Gregory, who was a student at San Francisco State University, died in the arms of her boyfriend. The lawsuit says Gregory was trapped on the second floor of the 10,000-square-foot building. All told, 36 people died in the December 2nd disaster. The fire broke out during a $10-a-head music performance and party. I'm Mike Rossia.
A&E is scrapping plans for an 8-part documentary about the Ku Klux Klan after finding out some participants of the group were paid for their work on it. The network says it's dropping Escaping the KKK, a documentary series exposing hate in America, after finding out third-party producers were given nominal cash payments. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
At my bank, I was literally getting pennies using Wealthfront. Cha-ching! There's this much that I'm getting in interest, and I didn't have to do anything.
Clients like Angela earn up to 4.2% APY on their cash with the Wealthfront Cash Account. Get started at Wealthfront.com. Client was paid $1,000 for their testimonial, creating a conflict of interest. Outcomes vary. 3.3% base APY as of January 30th, 2026 is representative variable and earned on funds swept to program banks. 0.65% new client boost for 3 months on up to $150,000. Direct deposit $1,000 a month and funded investing account for a 0.25% increase. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, not a bank.